Welcome to the Wonder World podcast, where we compile poetry, stories, cool facts, and fun for curious kids. I'm Pam.
And I'm Olivia, and this is the third week of April. Starting out this week of interesting days to celebrate is April 15th, Tax Day, and National Laundry Day. Is this a day we really need to celebrate?
I think we could skip celebrating April 15th.
Yeah. April 16th is Day of the Mushroom.
Ooh, well, you know more about mushrooms than anyone I know. So what are your favorite mushroom facts, Olivia?
One of my favorite mushroom facts is the largest living fungus is a giant patch of black honey mushrooms in Oregon, which spans over several miles, I believe. And it's believed to be over 1,000 years old. So for those who don't know, mycelium is the part underneath, kind of like the roots of the fungus. But then the mushroom part that you see above ground is like the fruiting body. So the mycelium travels very far across this national park in Oregon. It's absolutely massive. And I believe there are still fruiting bodies there. But that's one of my favorites.
Oh, that is kind of cool. So Olivia just like knows all the mushroom things because she had such a good homeschool teacher, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think you read about all that stuff by yourself.
Yeah, you never taught me about mushrooms. I taught me about mushrooms.
Self-education at its best, ladies and gentlemen.
She did encourage me to study stuff on my own, though.
Yeah.
April 17th is Ford Mustang Day and National Banana Day. April 18th is National Animal Cracker Day, National Exercise Day, and National High Five Day. April 19th is National Cat Lady Day.
Okay, so we have National Exercise Day, National Laundry Day, and Tax Day all in the same month. I think I'm going to start boycotting April.
Yeah, and April 21st is Big Word Day and Keep Off the Grass Day.
Well, as you heard, National Banana Day is on April 17th. So today, we have some banana trivia to share with you. You'll be sure to wow your friends with these fun facts. Okay, you may already know this one, but a banana is a berry.
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that one either.
I knew an avocado was a berry. I didn't know that a banana was a berry.
That's kind of cool.
India grows and consumes more bananas than any other country in the world.
Okay, well, the fiber from banana plants can be used to make clothing.
Cool. There are at least 1,000 types of bananas in the world. See, that's... I did not know that.
I thought there was one kind of banana.
Yeah, it was just a banana.
Yeah.
Do you think we can buy different kinds?
I have no idea. I've only ever seen like the one kind. Yeah. I'm so confused.
It's kind of like apples. There's just so many of them.
Right. But you know that. You know all the varieties of apples.
Not all of them. There's like over thousands of different kinds of apples.
Placing bananas in the refrigerator slows down the ripening process.
We should try that.
Well, it may be true, but do you want to eat a cold banana?
Yeah. I'd eat a cold banana.
Eh, I'm not sure.
We have cold banana smoothies.
That's true.
People in the Philippines enjoy a ketchup that is made from bananas. I'd eat it.
Even after that face you just made that they can't see?
I'm just confused. How does that... I'm going to look that up when we're done.
Keep on learning, folks. And then bananas are 75% water.
I mean, cucumbers have a lot of water in them, too.
Well, apparently so do bananas.
And finally, the density of bananas is lower than the density of water. Do you know what that means? Bananas float in water. It is true. We tested it in our kitchen. Go try it out.
Now we have a trivia question for you. True or false? Over 100 billion bananas are consumed globally each year. Stay tuned for the answer.
On This Week in History, on April 19th in 1919, the first successful parachute jump and free fall was made. On April 20th in 1926, sound was added to film for the first time. Famous birthdays this week include April 21st in 1729, Catherine the Great, the Empress of Russia, was born. Charlotte Bronte, author of Jane Eyre, was born on April 21st in 1816. We would like to wish a very happy birthday to the following Wonder World Kids Club members: Isabella S. of Florida and Rosemary of Nova Scotia on April 15th, Gabriella M. of Rhode Island, Ethan W. of Alaska, and Jude R. of Ontario on April 17th. Charlotte G. of Missouri on April 19th, OBS of Ohio, and Rowan W. of Oklahoma on April 20th. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Wonderworld listeners! In honor of Big Word Day on April 21st, our word of the week is, well, it's a really big word. The longest word in English, according to the Guinness World Records, is pneumono-ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Did I do it right?
You did it better than I would do it.
It is a word that refers to a lung disease caused by inhaling very fine volcanic ash and sand dust particles. The word was coined by Everett Smith, the president of the National Puzzlers League, in 1935, specifically to serve as the longest word in English. It has 45 letters. So I guess that makes it longer than supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, huh?
I think that's debatable.
Well, don't worry. We aren't asking you to use this week's word in conversation. But bonus points if you try.
Yes. What did the laundry man say to the impatient customer?
I don't know.
Keep your shirt on.
And now here's some jokes from our listeners.
My name's Maria Gemma. I'm 4 years old, and I've got a joke for you about the measles. You probably won't get it. Hi, my name is Rose. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. And my joke is, where do cows go on a date? To the movies.
Hi, my name is Zach. I am 10 years old. I am from Illinois. And I have a joke to tell. Who's the king of prefixes? Pre.
Now back to our trivia. True or false? Over 100 billion bananas are consumed globally each year. And the answer is true. That is a whole lot of bananas. Now, I wonder how many bananas monkeys eat in a year if humans eat over 100 billion.
Probably a lot. Thanks for joining us this week. We hope you'll tune in again next week on episode 54 of the Wonder World podcast. Until next time,
keep wondering.